The holy month of Ramadan is here, and it is the perfect time for worship, self-reflection, and soul purification. Reading the Prophet's hadiths about Ramadan and its blessings will make you more eager to enjoy Ramadan and will motivate you to perform good deeds throughout the month. Here are 15 important hadiths related to Ramadan. They highlight the importance of Ramadan, its merits, and rewards, as well as follow Prophet Muhammad's example, peace be upon him, in Ramadan. As Muslims, we should always strive to be like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. 1. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "When Ramadan enters, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are chained." 2. Salim, may Allah be pleased with her, reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The performance of Umrah during Ramadan is equal in reward to performing Hajj with me." 3. Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Every action a son of Adam does shall be multiplied, a good action by 10 times its value, up to 700 times. Allah says, with the exception of fasting, which belongs to me, and I reward it accordingly. For one abandons his desire and food for my sake. There are two occasions of joy for a fasting person. One, when he breaks his fast, and the other, when he meets his Lord, and the bad breath of a fasting person is better in the sight of Allah than the fragrance of musk." 4. Abu Ayyub, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whosoever fasts in Ramadan and then follows it with fasting 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he fasts forever." Ramadan is the perfect opportunity to practice self-discipline and moral training. This isn't only done by fasting, but staying away from sins. Achieving this on a daily basis can be challenging. And during the holy month of Ramadan, it is a real test to control our mind and actions. 5. Abu Hurairah reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Fasting is a shield. So when one of you is fasting, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice in anger. If someone attacks him or insults him, let him say, 'I am fasting.'" 6. Abu Hurairah reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The 5 daily prayers, and from one Friday to the next, and from Ramadan to Ramadan, are expiation for sins committed in between, provided one stays away from the major sins." 7. Abu Hurairah reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever observes fast during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's rewards, then all his past sins will be forgiven." Fasting during Ramadan means abstinence from any food or drinks from dawn to sunset, and abstaining from sinful actions as well. All healthy and of age Muslims must observe and fast during the month of Ramadan. Fasting is also meant to remind us Muslims of the less fortunate, and to reinforce the need to always be thankful, and to help those who are less fortunate through charity, zakat. 8. Abu Hurairah reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever stands in the voluntary night prayer of Ramadan out of faith and in the hope of reward, his previous sins will be forgiven." 9. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "When the last 10 days of Ramadan arrived, The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, would tighten his belt, spend the night in worship, and awaken his family. 10. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Anyone who fasts for one day for Allah's sake, Allah will keep his face away from the hellfire for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. 11. Uthman ibn Abi al-As reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Fasting serves as a shield from hellfire." 12. Abdullah ibn Amr reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Fasting and the Quran will intercede on behalf of Allah's servant on the Day of Judgment. Fasting will say, 'O my Lord, I prevented him from food and desires during the day, so accept my intercession for him.' And the Quran will say, 'O my Lord, I prevented him from sleeping by night, so accept my intercession for him.' The intercession of both will thus be accepted. Actions speak louder than words, and as Muslims, we should always perform good deeds and be a good example to others." 13. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, "The Prophet was the most generous of all people, and he used to become more generous in Ramadan when Gabriel met him. Gabriel used to meet him every night during Ramadan to revise the Quran with him. So Allah's messenger then used to be more generous than the fast wind." 14. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, used to strive more in worship during Ramadan than he strove in any other time of the year. And he would devote himself more in the worship of Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he did in the earlier part of the month." 15. Abu Huraira reported, "The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, used to observe i'tikaf, spiritual retreat in a mosque, every Ramadan for 10 days. In the year in which he passed away, he observed i'tikaf for 20 days.
Have you ever wished that there was a Muslim version of YouTube or Netflix? Well, we have created one. The One Islam TV app has no adverts and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran videos, stories of the prophets, hot topic, debates, and so much more. 4 to 8 new videos are uploaded daily, inshallah. You can watch or listen to videos while your device is switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means the small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work. Oh.